Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Oscar, and I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out with that?
Sure.
All right. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes, sir.
And generally, do you think that the things in Hector County are on the right track, or are things going on the wrong track?
Well, it depends. What subject are you talking about?
Let's call it in the political way. What do you think about that?
I had an incident the other day, which was very, very bizarre. I donated blood, right? And then the young lady tells me, "Have you considered yourself a man since you were born?" What is that kind of wording even involving this? I mean, of course, I understand what's going on with this gender shit, you know. But the thing is that, I mean, why are the politicians not on top of this? I mean, this is completely uncivilized, and I mean, it's just completely wrong and crazy.
Got it. So based on that incident, would you consider that in general, the things in Hector County are going on the wrong track pretty much?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, it has to start somewhere. And obviously when it starts, it's because nobody's looking at it, or just somebody's just turning around and somebody's getting favoritism here and there, you know, because that's look at Washington. Everybody's bought from, you know, somebody's getting money from somebody just to destroy this country, you know. I mean, it's just completely crazy. The schools, I don't know what's happening. I don't have no young children, but, you know, based on what they told me, I'm sure it's in the schools, you know. And I tell everybody that I see, even when I went there, I told the young ladies, I told everybody what happened, basically to make sure that they need to pay attention to their kids, what they're being taught and what they're being fed, and what kind of material they're being given.
All right. Understood. I'm taking notes on all of this, so thank you so much for sharing on that. Sir, let me ask you, what is the most important issue facing Hector County at the moment? Based on, on the general speaking, on your perception, what is the most important issue facing Hector County at the moment?
Well, I think, it's a blue collar town. We just come here, we work, you know. But, and all in all, I mean, the roads are terrible, you know. I mean, I don't understand. The roads are terrible. A lot of the lighting in the neighborhoods, and especially like on, I live over here on the 6-1 neighborhood. They put out signs, you know, "Have pride on your neighborhood" and all this stuff. And people just have trash all over the damn place, and nobody says nothing. Then they get reported, they come and talk to them, and, you know, and unfortunately, you know, not based on race, but, you know, they're black. They just tap them in the hand, and then they just move on, and they just don't do nothing, you know. And, you know, I try to always fix my house and stuff. So the city is not really enforcing their codes. That's one of the biggest, you know. They don't enforce it on other areas, but other in this area, absolutely not. You know, it's like, I was gonna try to look who the representative for the 6-1 area code, because I mean, my sidewalk is completely brittle now, you know. The cement is completely almost gone, you know. So, you know, stuff like that, you know. And I see these houses that are falling apart. I mean, I have a house that's next to me. It, you can say it's an abandonment house, you know. The gentleman just comes and drives around and just see, I don't know for what. I mean, there's nothing that anybody's going to want. I mean, it's kind of scary even to go in that house. You probably get killed there. That's why he doesn't even stay there no more, you know. And I know he's been reported before, but I've been here 2 years in this house. So, I mean, I've been fixing my house big time. And I see this, and then, you know, and sometimes I say, you know, I'm going to report this guy, you know. But I know that he's been reported, and nothing gets done.
I see. So pretty much the poor leadership by elected officials are the one that is leading the current environment that you have on your neighborhood, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. And do you know who the representative is in this area, by any chance?
Not at the moment.
It's probably a Democrat.
Oh, got it.
And you know, but you know, I mean, I understand that, you know, for some reason these people get some kind of fucking favoritism, you know? They do. I mean, it's so obvious, you know, which is completely unfair, you know. But I don't know, you know, I'm a poll watcher as well. I get involved in the elections and stuff because, I mean, we're in trouble, buddy. We're in very deep trouble in this country. We're going to lose this country, man, you know. But, you know, I say more for the youth than for me. I'm already 60 years old, you know. I'm in good health and everything. But either way, you know, it's very sad, you know, very sad what's happening.
Understood. And based on that, how would you describe or how would you rate the economic conditions in Ector County?
Well, due to the oil spill, of course, I mean, you can't beat it, right? I mean, if you have a skill, you want to work, you're going to work. You know, if you have good credit, and if, like, I bought this house a couple of years ago, so I got the 3.2 interest rate. Now it's at 7, right?
Oh, okay.
Who the hell can afford that? The house up.
Okay. So, you know,
crazy.
So based on those changes, you said that it's just fair or poor, your rate economic conditions in Ector County?
Well, I mean, they're good because, of course, I mean, the jobs are here, you know?
Oh, got it. Now, let me ask you, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Well, you know, it all depends who wins the election in 2024. If we still get another communist Democrat, because they're, you know, that's what I tell people. These are not your John F. Kennedy Democrats, and some of them don't even know who John F. Kennedy is. So sad it is. It's how poor the schools are that they don't teach history, you know. And, you know, because John F. Kennedy was one of the greatest, only great Democrat president, you know. I was a Democrat, you know. I was. But, I mean, you can only, you know, turn the cheek for so long, you know. But coming back to your question, sir, if we don't get Trump back, I don't know what's going to happen, to be honest with you. I don't know. In California, they're going to give $300 to every immigrant that comes in, right? And where are they going to get the money? They're going to start suing the oil companies. They got to get it from there because they can't get it from the taxpayer no more. They limit themselves there. So now they're going after. So having said that, you know, we got Abbott as our governor, which is completely useless guy, you know. He doesn't help nobody. He doesn't motivate nobody. He doesn't lead nothing. You never hear the guy come out on the freaking TV and say anything, you know. He's there in little cubby hole, you know, receiving, you know. He's promoting solar. Oh, yeah. Oh, solar, where is he coming from? China. Obviously, he's getting a cut of something, right? So, you know, that's what I'm saying, you know. But obviously, you know, it's a red state, you know, for most time. Like, I'm from El Paso, right? But I live here now. I've been here 15 years. I mean, El Paso is a complete blue state. You know, people there are completely brainwashed. You know, you see people there driving in their car by themselves with a mask on. I mean, you can't fix stupid, right? You know?
Yeah, got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's say that it's going to be depending the perspective in regards of how the economy is going to be going, depending on the elections, pretty much, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to know that.
And on your personal perspective, what do you think is going to happen? Is it going to get better, worse, how about the same?
Well, I mean, if they steal the election like they did the last time, you know, because we don't have a Republican Party anymore. You know, they're a bunch of cowards. You know, they're all in the same little swamp with the Democrats. You know, And if they, if we let them, it's like, what do you think I get involved with? Now I get involved in the elections. Because, I mean, I love my country, man, you know? I mean, this is the best country in the world. And people say, oh, when Trump was going to get elected, how many movie stars say, oh, I will leave the country? Who left? Nobody left. It's just a lot of talk, you know? But, you know, but basically, if we don't get Trump back, then all we can do, brother, is pray and get ready because, you know, the government is going to come for you. If you're a conservative and they know that you support Republicans, they're going to come for you. And they're already doing it with religion. They're already attacking religion, you know. The Catholics, you put them in jail. They call them terrorists, you know. So, you know, just based on everything that's happening, you know, it's like, what else can you expect, you know? And now the government wants to kill us, right? Because the COVID shot is for the citizens. It's not for the illegals, right? You know?
Got it. You see
what I'm saying? So there it is.
Understood. Now, let me ask you, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned or not at all concerned?
Well, all my family is in El Paso, so I'm the only one here. So based on that question, I'm an old guy. My siblings are older than me, so, you know, they're already retired and stuff. So hopefully they don't take that away from them. But for my perspective in my job, you know, I work with a pretty nice, decent company. It's not huge, but it's not small, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the government can touch these companies because we, you know, where are we going to get the damn oil and the gasoline, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're already emptying our reserve, right? It's like 3/4 empty already, right? And then he's selling it to China, you know? So I think that the job, the oil and gas industry, is going to be pretty good regardless because they're going to attack it in the sense that, you know, it's like the emissions tax, right? When Trump came in, he removed that stupid tax, right? When Biden came in, that's the first thing he fucking did. He put it back. Why? Because all they want to do is steal our money and give it to their wars, the ever-ending wars, right? I mean, they love wars because wars feed the pig, right? It makes a lot of money for the pig, you know? But, you know, it is what it is.
Got it. So based on that and based on the, sorry, so based on how the company is performing, you don't feel concerned in regards of your own job, let's say, because they have a really good stability and an economy on your current company, correct?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, what happens up in the big corporation, you know, in the big country, I don't know what. I don't know how the government is trying to manipulate them. You just don't know no more, you know? All of a sudden they can come and say, you know what? Hey, we're going to shut down this. Look at all the plants they shut down, you know,
got
because
it.
We have to save, remember, we have to save the earth, right?
Yeah. Now, sir, I am going to read you a list, qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. So please tell me how you rate each in Hector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? So about
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture, how would you rate each in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
I mean, I think it's good. It's good because, I mean, you know, the majority of the people that really work in the field, that really do the backbone of the field, I mean, son Mexicanos, you know. You know, it's the Mexicans, right? And they all, like, you know, they come to work, man. You know, they come to work. They don't mess around. They do, and they have pride in their work, and they take care of their job, and they take care of their company. You know, but now we're getting these people from freaking Africa. I don't know where the hell they come here, and they act like they got some kind of privilege over us. you know? You know, one of my company buddies has a guy from Africa, and he goes, man, this guy, he thinks he has some kind of privilege, you know? You know? So, yeah. and the companies, they're afraid to fucking fire him, you know? You know? Because he's going to throw a lawsuit of discrimination, you know? So it's like, we're screwed, man, you know? You know, yeah, they can force us to do this, they can force us to do that, but if you're an immigrant, they'll leave you alone. They don't give a damn about you. As long as you vote for them, they don't give a shit.
Understood. Now, what about public safety and low crime? How will you rate that part in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think it's good, but I think the majority of the reason that it's good, because they know that the majority of people here carry. You know?
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I think that's why people are a little more, little careful, you know? They're a little more careful because you go to a restaurant, you go to you always see somebody with a gun. I have a license to carry. I always carry as well, you know? You know? And I think that's what keeps the crime down, because they know Odessa, Millen is a big down gun town. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, and it helps the police officer as well, you know? You know, because sometimes one day maybe my gun will save an officer, you know? You never know, man, you know? Like, they save our lives, we can save their lives too.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, what about, or what do you think about public transportation? How will you rate that? Good, excellent, fair, poor?
Poor. This miserable. Terrible. Oh, my God.
Got it. And what about offering job opportunities in your field?
Well, you see, the thing is, in my field, you know, it's not like they can hire anybody. It's like what I do, right? I mean, anybody can pick up trash. Anybody can get a shovel, right? Yeah, but not everybody wants to, right? The majority don't want to, especially the kids from this country, right? You know, they go to college and learn nothing, and they want to make all this money, you know, and they can't even pay the damn, you know, their school, right? And then they don't want to get dirty. Okay, so coming back to that question, can you repeat it? I just got off track.
Sure. How would you rate offering job opportunities in your field? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent. Where, you know, these companies are always looking for skilled workers. Listen to what I said, skilled workers, you know, because these kids, now they don't want to learn hydraulics. They don't want to know electrical, you know, they don't want to know pneumatics, you know. And that's why, like in my, like I was an industrial mechanic. I have an associate in industrial mechanic. I know all that stuff. So I'm a very high value. I'm always offered jobs. I'm always being offered jobs, but because of my skills, you follow?
Yeah.
And the thing is, like the schools, you know, back in my days, you could have graduated with a trade. You know that?
Yeah.
There'd be an electronic. There'd be a machinist. There'd be a electrician. What happened to that? And let me tell you what happened. And the reason they took it out, the government did, because the colleges were losing millions of dollars. Why? Because they were offering courses that actually gave you a job, even before you even graduated, you know? And that was taught in school, so it wasn't costing, you know, the parent nothing. So and the schools were getting hurt by what? The colleges, because what are they teaching? Nothing. You know?
Got it.
You know, yeah, I'm sure you know that shit, you know, but, you know, how old are you? How old are you, bro?
I'm 32.
32. Yeah, you almost got the last, maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't. I don't know.
I'm halfway for that. Okay, so now let me ask you, what about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music? How will you rate that? Good, excellent, fair, poor?
Oh, there's nothing here, bro. There's nothing. You know, they used to have this this putt-putt a golf thing over there in Midland. Really nice, man, you know, for the kids. They took it out. I mean, they don't do nothing for the youth here. Where's the boys club? There's no boys clubs here. I remember in my boys club, they had boxing. They had all sorts of stuff. They had swimming pools. They had, I mean, they even had training. There's nothing for the youth here, man. That is very completely forgotten. The youth is completely forgotten, and they don't give a damn about it. It's just as simple as that.
Got it. So we will qualify this as poor based on that, correct?
Terrible. Yeah, and as much money, and as much money that goes around here, oh my God, man, this city should be made out of gold. There's such money that goes through this damn town, you know?
Yeah.
It is just amazing. And even El Paso, have you ever gone to El Paso?
Not really.
Well, one day you go, and you'll see the streets, you'll see the highways, and you're saying, how the hell do they pay for this? Well, I'm going to tell you how. It's all cartel. It's all cartel. It's cartel wash money. That's all it is. That's what they do. That's how they do it. Because I know that they're not taxing these people that high because there's no jobs over there, man. Yeah, there's jobs, but jobs will pay you like, I don't know, $5 an hour, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Now, let me ask you, what do you think about natural beauty and physical settings? How would you rate that in Dexter County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
My friends tell me, hey, so why don't you go to Odessa, Millen? Ah, for the beaches and the palm trees. So that answers your question?
I guess yes. And that could be good, I guess. Got it. And what about, sir, availability of affordable housing? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, I mean, you know, it all depends. You know, like, I was trying to get an investment house, you know. But, I mean, at 150, at 7%, right, and it's at 20%, right, when it's an investment, it's ridiculous, man. People can't afford it here no more because most of the people, you know, that work here, have bad credit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And some of them don't even know what the hell credit is, you know? And it's amazing at this time with this technology, people don't know what credit is. You know, they know that they can't qualify, but they don't understand why, you know?
Got it.
This is how sad these schools are. They don't teach nothing, man. They come out of there thinking and watching all these movies, and then they get out, and guess what? A pie hits them in the face, you know?
Okay. So basically, based on that description, you might think that it's just a pure rate on this because of the increase on the affordability and all of that, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, back in the days, it used to be one income, right? Now it's a two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's all by design, okay? It was done for a reason. And the reason is because they're trying to destroy the nuclear family, you know, because when you remove the nuclear family from society, you destroy the country. You know, in 79, Ronald Reagan said, the only way this country will be destroyed is within. So this is what's happening right now. It's being destroyed within. So first they're trying to, you know, like when they did that welfare bill, you know, that what, who Martin Luther King is, right?
Yes, I know.
Okay. Who do you think killed him? The Democrats. And let me tell you why. They killed him because back in those days in the 50s, 45, there were actually communities of black people. You know that? You know, in Oklahoma, the massacre that happened there, right? Back in the 42, something like that. Have you heard of that?
Not really, sir.
Research it, and then you'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay. I'll do it. Just that I really like history, you know, and get to know a little bit more about that. It's really good. I don't know why, you know, currently it is a topic that the young people is not looking at, but It's really good, and it's really interesting as well.
Yes, yes.
All right. Now let me ask you, what do you think about shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth? What is the rate that you're going to be given to that? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Okay. Can you repeat that again, sir, please?
Sure, sure. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Here in the Hector County?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, they're working on that, I-20, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like the 30, you know, that 302? How many times have they built that road? Like 10 times? They repave everything, and then a couple of years, it's all messed up, and then they do it again. So I guess it's just security. I don't know, you know? So, you know, there's no improvement there, right? So because they can't move on because they're still repairing the same thing they repaired, right? They put a band-aid there, and then a year and a half. Because, I mean, you're talking about vehicles that weigh tons of fucking weight, you know? This shit needs to be done right the first time, and you got to put concrete, not just the shit they put, you know what I'm saying? But, I guess it's just part of the buddy-buddy system, you know? Keep everybody fit. Keep the pig fit, you know? But on that opportunity here, it's good. Like I said, it all depends on your mentality, on what your goals are. If you come here to work and progress, you can do it here, by all means. As long as you have discipline, right? Because it doesn't matter how much money you make. If you don't know how to, you don't know how to manage your money, you're always going to be broke, right?
Yeah, got it. And now moving on to the other one, quality of the public school. How do you feel about that? It is excellent, good, fair, or poor on Hector County?
Well, you know, here there's a school here near me. I really, you know, outside it doesn't seem like they do much to it, okay?
It's a hard question, I know.
you know what I'm saying? Inside, I don't know because I don't have kids no more, you know. My son's already grown up. He's a border patrol. He's dealing with this crap, you know. And like I said, I don't know. But all I know is that if my son was in school right now, I'd probably be in jail because of that. You know, one of my friends, I don't know if it was what town, but he was looking into his backpack, the daughter's backpack, and she found information on gender. Okay?
Got it.
How kind of shit is that, bro? I mean, do you have any children?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Imagine your daughter goes, and all suddenly she comes home brainwashed by these fuckers and tell you she wants to be a boy, you know? Imagine what they will do to you, man, you know?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean, if that doesn't fucking move you, bro, then, you know, what else? What else? I guess we're lost, man.
What else needs to be done for you to get that part?
Yeah, but that's why I tell everybody, pay attention to your kids. Check what they're learning. Go to their meetings. Go know their teachers. See the room, you know. You see what the hell they have hanging around. They have that gender flag. Now you already know they're already in that damn business. Because it's just a business, okay? That's all it is.
Got it.
You know, okay? So just pay attention, please, sir. Pay attention.
Yes, I will. And thank you for the advice on that.
You're awesome.
So based on all of that, so we can say that it's poor at the moment, right?
Well, like I said, I'm not going to give it a high five or a low. I just don't know. Like I said, I was very involved in my kids' school, but I haven't been in a grade school forever. But you know, I've been wanting to go to their committees, you know, just to check it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Got it. And now, moving on to the next one. How would you rate the ability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Oh man, bro.
we don't have a lot, as you said prior of that. So.
Yeah, but I've seen some nice ones, you know, but they're very, very limited and very few. And mostly the ones that are nice, they're in the nice neighborhoods. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the problem.
Gotcha.
You know, nobody, you know, like that's what I'm saying. I've been wanting to go see that representative from here. I said, hey, buddy, you need to do something with his sidewalks, man. You know, I already took pictures of it, you know. So but, you know, working in the field, you know, you're always doing this and doing that, you know. But I will eventually get to that. That's why I was asking you if you know the gentleman that was the representative here.
Got it. So based on that, we can just rate on a poor status, let's say, due to the lack of those type of spark spaces there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Got it. What about the availability of quality health care?
Well, you know, I work for a good company, so obviously I have good insurance, you know. You know, and I always keep healthy because now it's not a luxury, it's a necessity, you know.
Definitely.
I really, like I said, you know, I've really never been in a hospital or anything like that. Gracias a Dios, you know, I've been blessed in that part, you know. So I really couldn't tell you on my behalf, like I said, you know, I'm just here by myself. Today I went to the doctor, you know, to get my medication, whatnot, in and out, you know what I'm saying? So I really couldn't tell you. Oh yeah, you know what? This gentleman next to me, he's the one that lives in that, well, you want to call it a house. He was complaining about going to the doctor and they just give him a pill and send him home. So I guess pretty poor.
Okay. Got it. And now, what about effective leadership from elected officials?
Well, you don't hear much from them. That's the problem, you know? You know, they hush-hush, you know, you never really see them in the news, you know, they really never come out and say, hey, this is, you know, it's like, why haven't they come out and said something about all the projects that are happening on the I-20, you know? And give the public an idea of when this shit's gonna be done, you know, because it seems like if you ever go to El Paso, you'll see the highways they do there, and you say, how the hell did they do all this, you know?
Got it.
You know, and then you see the ones here, like, really? I mean, these are small projects compared to the ones they've had in El Paso, and they do them, and they do them right, and they're done, and they're forgotten. You see what I'm saying? You got to go there to really understand where I'm coming from.
Gotcha. So based on that, since they don't, you know, show up a little bit and they are not communicating with the people, we can say that it's just a poor effectiveness in there because they are not just communicating with the community and all of that.
Yeah, exactly. They keep the community here completely blind. I mean, they don't communicate with the people or anything. It's like Abbott, like I was telling you. Abbott did a couple of commercials. I don't know if you ever saw it. He came out, you know, in his wheelchair with his wife and talking about God and shit, you know. All right, really? Okay, you know, okay, we all believe in God. Okay, get off that shit, right? So now tell us what the fuck you're going to do about this fucking mess, you know, the border crisis, you know, you know?
Got it.
But he don't want to talk about that shit, right? Oh, no, no. Why? Because his piggy bank won't get full. Everybody's taking a cut, man, from China or somewhere, man.
Got it. Now, what do you think about being able to get from place to place with little traffic in Ector County? Do you think that is an excellent, good, fair, or poor if we are just trying to move it that way?
Well, you know, based on the number of people that are here, really, it's very poor because they should be a lot quicker, you know, and due to the poor roads that we have, you know, it just makes, and then the way they design them, I'm like, is this guy just came out of college and just did this, or what the hell, you know? You know, it's like, what the hell? I mean, what are they doing, you know?
Gotcha.
I mean, I'm not even a road construction guy, but I'm sure I could have done a better job than this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I use those. You know what I'm saying? It's like, are they doing it like through the computer? Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, so I don't know, man. But first of all, they don't put the quality in the streets that they should, so they won't have to come over, back over and over. And, you know, and it's so logical. You have trucks that weigh tons of fucking weight. You know, you see roads and they're like wavy. You know why? Because when those trucks pass through there, they actually concave the road. I mean, how heavy these, I mean, the oil industry is heavy equipment, buddy. Heavy equipment. I mean, you can go anywhere in the state, you will never see bigger trucks than here. When I came here, I fell backwards. I was like, what the hell? But, you know, to me, it was just music to my ears, you know. I saw all these trucks. I saw all this. I saw all these advertising about jobs, you know, because El Paso is a very tough job marketplace, very, very tough. And they treat you like shit, and they pay you like crap, you know, because they know they can. It's a border town, you know. It's a border town, you know.
Got it. And now, taking that into consideration, what do you think about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment? How will you rate that in Ector County? Taking into consideration the things that you just mentioned to me, do you think that this part is excellent, good, fair, or poor in there? They have a lot of people, you know.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of money here. There's a lot of fucking money here, man, you know. But, you know, when it comes down to really, you know, you got to go to El Paso, brother, and you will really say, wow. There's a place called the Fountains. It's really more like it's not like an outside mall, and it's a very family oriented. And then in the middle, it has like and then they have bands outside, and then it's like a little park in the middle, and then all around there's restaurants, you know. And then you see the people, a bunch of kids, families go there. It's beautiful, man. And then all the lights are lighted up. It looks like Christmas.
Got it.
You know,
it's really nice.
Yeah, I mean, it really invites a lot of, it's a very family-oriented, you know, place, you know. But here, forget it. I mean, here's like, you know, here's like, okay, don't touch that because, you know, I don't know what's been there, you know.
Yeah. So on that part, then, the having a vibrant nightfall, with clubs, bar, restaurants, and entertainment, do you think that at the moment in Ector County, it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I guess if you can afford to go to at least decent places, I guess it's okay.
It's okay.
You know?
Got it. We are on a 41% completion of the survey. Thank you very much for your time. Right now, we are moving up a little bit faster on this, so thank you for your time. I'm enjoying the conversation as well, trust me. It's really nice to know a little bit more about this specific part of the country. So let me ask you, sir. I have a list here in which we have to rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Let's start with racial and ethnic minorities. Do you think that Ector County is excellent, good, fair, or poor for this type of people to live in there?
Well, like I said, it's not about race or nothing. It's about what you want to do. If you want to come here to work, this is you cannot go nowhere in the United States better than here. And I'm telling you for experience, man. This place is the best freaking place you can be in the United States right now, especially with all this going on. And have a good job. As long as you know, like I said, if you come with the right mentality, you know, and with a goal, you know, and with skills and willing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I've been offered jobs like, wow, you know, like the job I have now, right? I was in a really good job. I said, I'm going to retire here. And then I used to do jobs for another company. Well, they come and knocked at my door and told me, well, we need to talk to you. Go, and about what? They go, opportunity. Okay. So, and I told them, you know what? I'm not going to go to you for $5 more, bro. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna play that damn game, bro. Oh my God, they came back strong. you know. So, and I thought I was going to retire in that other company. this is how beautiful this town is, you know. But of course, it takes dedication, you know, and people, because this is a small community when it comes to the oil field. So you make a reputation of yourself, good or bad, you know. And I've always worked hard, and I tell all the young people, all the young workers, always try your 110%. You're not going to be always successful, but you'll have more success than failure. But at the few percent times that you don't have that success, that's where you're going to learn more, you know. Yeah. And that's always been my motto, and that's why it's not my, you know, don't take the easy way out, because the easy way out takes you nowhere.
Yeah. And so basically, it is easier if you are just using, or is excellent, let's say, just to a place to live for the racial and ethnic minority, if they are just going with the right direction and with, you know, trying to make money, right? Just to
correct.
Be focused on what they have to do. Got it.
Yes, sir.
And what do you think about young, single people? Do you think that is a place to live?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, I mean, you know, I just had a friend that got married, young guy, 32 years old. You know, he just got married, bought a house here. And why did he buy a house? Because he has a good job, you know. He has good and stuff, you know. You know, and right now you have to have a good house, a good job to buy a house. I mean, period. You know what I'm saying? I mean, period. Yeah, there's no other really way, you know. You know, it's sad, but I mean,
what do you think? Always thinking in Ector County as a place to live. For people living below the poverty line, do you think that is a place to live for them, Ector County?
No. If you have no skills, you have nowhere to live, don't come here. Because first of all, there's not enough space.
Oh.
Okay? There's not enough space. There's not enough shelters, you know. And it's not a big city. It's big enough for the working, you know, because there's a lot of people that work here and then they go back home, you know.
Oh,
they work 2 weeks and then they go back, you know. So, but if you have nothing, you come here, two things are going to happen. You're going to go to jail. You're going to get killed, you know, trying to survive, right?
Okay.
You know, and you're going to have a miserable life. It's as simple as that. And that's what I love about this town. That's what I love about this town, because it doesn't allow to get too big. Because first of all, most of the land is owned by ranchers on the outside land. And there's so much oil here, you know? So I've been here 15 years. It hasn't really grown that much. And I really like that.
Got it. So we can rate it as poor if you are just if the people living with below the poverty line is just going there, right?
Yeah, you're coming to the wrong place. Absolutely.
And what do you think about people like you, like, you know, living in Ector County as a place to live? Would you rate that as excellent, good, fair?
Excellent, but to retire here, no. This is a place to work. Get ahead, get your money, and then when you're ready to retire and you retire, get out of Dodge. I got land in Colorado, bro. I ain't going to retire here.
Got it. So it's just to make money, you know, right there, huh?
Yeah, this is to build something, you know, for your later age. You have that little nest, you know, and then, like, I have, you know, quite a bit here, and then I'm a promoter. I like to, everything I have, I like to make it better, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, I don't know who's going to keep it here, because we don't own nothing. We're just keeping it for somebody else, right? But hopefully I'll live long enough to sell it and go where I want to go, you know?
Yeah, gotcha. So now let me ask you, you just talk about the retirees, but what about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market? Do you think that Ector County as a place to live is good, excellent, fair, or poor?
Well, it all depends on what you learn. If you learn political science, there's nothing for you here.
Okay, it's just more related to manual work.
Or liberal arts, there's nothing for you, you know.
Oh.
Or cosmetic technology, there's no work for you. If you go to college and you become a mechanical engineer, and you don't even have to be a mechanical engineer, if you have an associate's in industrial maintenance You get out of like I never went to the university. I went to community colleges. That's where I got all my schools, and all the companies paid my school. You know, I was smart. I let them pay my school, right? So, but if you're gonna, like I said, it all depends on what you learn. If it's not an industrial aspect of learning, don't come here. Or you're a lawyer, yeah, you could probably make money here because there's a lot of accidents, right?
Okay. And what about, and thinking always on Ector County as a place to live, what about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses? Do you think that is a good place to live, Ector County?
Yes, I think it is. As long as they, like I said, as long as they have the right idea, it's like everything else, no matter where it is. But the money's here, man, and the need is here. Absolutely.
Got it. So it's excellent for those type of.
Yes.
Gotcha. And what about, always in the same question, about immigrants for other countries? Do you think that is excellent, good, fair, or poor, Ector County as a place to live?
Well, it all depends. Coming back to that, you know. It all depends.
Well, I mean,
if you're an immigrant and you're here undocumented, there's no place for you here.
Oh, got it.
You follow? There's no place for you. I mean, yeah, you're going to get a job, but you're not going to get a real job, you know? You're going to struggle, man, because everything is so expensive here, very expensive. Matter of fact, I had this man, he put brick in front of my house, right, on the wall in front of my house. Matter of fact, he's going back to Mexico. He said he can't live here no more. This is an example of what I'm telling you.
Gotcha. So it really depends on what you are going to be doing in there. It's poor if you are just going to as an immigrant because you're not going to be having the right to get a better work, let's say.
No, you're not. I mean, you know, because oil companies, they have deep pockets, so they got to protect themselves. You follow?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
You see, it's like me, right? I do electrical. I'm a certified electrical technician. I have the certification. They're not going to say, you know how to, have you worked on electric? Yeah, okay. Go ahead and work on that. They're not going to do that, bro. You know, and they're going to get food, right?
Got it. And what you do you know? Think about families with children? Do you consider that Ector County is a place to live for them?
You know, like I say, I can't really tell you that because I don't know how the schools are here, man. You know?
Got it.
I really don't know, man. You know, but there's good private schools. I'd rather, if I had a kid, I'd take them to a private school. I would not put them in a public school.
Yeah. There's changes that we were talking.
To me, Trump, when he came, he took that he gave the purse to the parent, which the money follows the kid. And then, so that means that if your school is performing poorly, you can take your kid out and put them in another school. Would that be a public school or be a private school? What is the first thing this asshole does? He takes that away.
Oh.
Because it's the school unions, right? They're part of the mafia, you know? They're not there to help the kids. They're there to help themselves. They don't give a damn about the kids.
Got it.
And the politicians, you know, the politicians know that. The mayor fucking knows that, you know, but they all play the same fucking game.
Gotcha. It is a hard topic because you have to see both sides of the family in regards of, you know.
It's about the kids, bro.
Yeah.
It's about the kids. It's not about us. It's about the kids. It's not about us.
Got it. So now let me ask you, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? So seeing all the combination of situations in there, do you think that is excellent, good, fair, poor? I mean, I know that it depends on the mentality that you are getting in there, but on your own experience, what do you think about Ector County? Do you think that it has a good quality of life in there?
You know, quality of life is it can be defined in different ways. I don't want to get political about it, but my point is here, this town is for two people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those that have money and they can come here, and those that want to come here and work. There's no third person here, you know, because if you come here with thinking you're going to get a handout or whatnot, it's going to be a very, very rough life here. Very rough. Because people here, believe me, they're good people, but they don't put up with shit, you know? They don't put up with laziness. They don't put up with, you know, just because I look poor and, you know, you see a guy that's very capable of working, right? Asking for money. Come on, man. Cool. And then there's like 10 signs behind him. Help wanted. You follow?
Yeah.
You know, that really pisses me off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? It's like I was telling you. It's like those that wear a mask driving the car by themselves. That's how stupid the shit is, man.
But overall, and based on your experience, will you rate that as an excellent ride? Because you were just going with the ride.
It's not excellent, but it's good.
It's good. Good enough, I guess.
Yes, it's good enough. Yes, sir.
All right. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same? Based on what you
think. I think it'll still the same. I really don't see a lot of leadership here when it comes to, you know, improving the city, you know. And this is more like a culture more than anything else, because I think that they, and I think it's done purposely, because they don't want Odessa Million to grow too much, and they don't want to attract too much attention. And I understand them. I understand why, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Got it.
You know, so I think it's going to stay. I've been here 15 years. It hasn't changed for shit. Maybe a restaurant here, maybe a restaurant over there, but that's about it, you know. And maybe some more apartments, but apartments that mostly people can't afford them. You know, they're like $1,500 for one bedroom apartment. I mean, they're very nice, right? But who can afford them, right?
Yeah, got it. And now let me ask you, economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with this vision and plans for economic development in Hector County?
Well, you know, I really can't really give you an input on that, because, you know, most of the small companies, like where I live, there's a tortería. You know what that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they make their tortillas and they make burritos and stuff. It's always full, man. They make great damn food. I mean, okay. I stay away from that place because I'll get fat, you know. But once in a while, I'll just go and get one, you know. But, you know, and those are the small community businesses that exist here, you know. And they're mostly, you know, Mexicanos, you know. And they're not even from this country. They're from Mexico, you know. Son de Mexico. Uno de Durango. You know, I know a couple of them, you know. And, you know, they're good people, man. They come here to improve the, you know, make a living, do their business and pay their taxes and, you know, do everything right, man, you know.
Gotcha. So you might say that actually you are not too familiar with that statement based on the vision and plans for economic development, right?
Yes, sir. No, sir. I'm not.
Not too familiar. Gotcha. Not a problem. Mm. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not at all.
Not at all? Got it.
Not at all. I mean, I've been here 15 years and nothing's changed.
Gotcha. Hey, we are on a 70% completion. I know that you have to do other things, so I just don't want to take a lot of time on this. And I'm enjoying the conversation. Trust me, that I really like to know. What do you think about all of those topics? And it's nice to, of course, get the inputs on your side. So thank you so much for sharing all the information with me. I really appreciate that. So let me ask you something. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Exeter County. Very familiar, somewhat okay. familiar.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, that's a really simple thing. Okay. Let me give an example. Here where I got divorced 2 years ago, right? I used to live in a pretty decent place, right? Nice mm-hmm. place over there on 42nd Street, right? And I didn't have kids with her, nothing. We were just married, you know, and then, so she, you know, cause when you get divorced, get ready to get slaughtered, okay? Cause men don't have no rights here when you get divorced. Regardless if you have kids with them now, they'll slaughter you. Men here, the laws here in the United States treat men like shit, okay? I'm just telling you this right now. So when I got divorced, you know, she was throwing me out. I mean, even though she knew I was already looking for a house, right? But she had no mercy for me. You know how women can go psycho on you very quick. So be careful. So I was,
I found this house.
Yeah, you better remember what I just told you, buddy. So you see, this house is a house built from the 50s. Mm-hmm. And it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, right? So it's a nice house. So they kind of rebuild it inside. You know, they put electrical, they put all the plumbing, everything. But the guy next door, the one that I tell you know who the Sanford and Son show is?
Somehow, yes.
Okay, well, that's who I have next to me. Nobody wanted to buy it because of this guy, you know? So it was kind of a blessing in disguise for me, okay? So I fell in this house, right? I mean, the walls weren't painted or nothing. They just did it and vamonos, right? So I fell in here. Okay. So this house, you know, the outside wasn't too nice. It wasn't a very nice house. So now if you would have seen it and see it now, like what? I mean, you would like, what the hell? You know, completely different, right? So my point is that community development comes from individuals, not from the government. You follow?
Oh. Yeah, got it.
You see what I'm saying? You see, and that's where people always get it wrong. They think the government's gonna do it for them. The government doesn't do nothing but take your time, fucking money, and your freedom. You know? You know,
gotcha.
the everything will improve when people start giving a shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
About their community, about their schools, and about the way they fucking live, you know? The government is not gonna do it. The government is gonna promise you here and there and shit, you vote them in, they forget about your ass, right? Right?
Got it.
Because they know you're stupid. You're stupid, you're ignorant, and you're not going to do shit about it. And you're just going to forget about it, you know? Everything they said, and after a month or two, you already forgot, right? Because people don't pay attention anymore. So that development shit has nothing to do with the government. It has to do with, like, for example, me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm setting an example to everybody here. But what I'm doing to my house. So I'm putting pressure on these people. You follow?
Yeah. Got it.
You see what I'm saying? I'm putting pressure on them. They're saying, mira este cabrón, you know? Look at his house. Look at you know? And he's single.
Based on what I can see, you're very familiar with the term. That's good. Now, we are running pretty much faster than this. We are on a 71% completion. So now let me ask you, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Exeter County?
Very confident. Let me ask you a question. What organization are you in? And what are you representing?
I'm actually just working with opinion research. It's just, you know, getting information for everybody.
Yes, but who's funding you?
I haven't get that info, you know, just to not influence anybody's opinion. So they
it's a right that we have. If you're asking us something, we're asking you something, you should tell us too.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I didn't, you know, get that information. So in that way, I cannot share it with anybody. It is just a public opinion survey, the one that we are running. You know, and in that way, most likely they are doing it because they just don't want to us influence on the comments that the people is giving to us. So we don't know either. So we are just, you know, collecting the information.
You're probably a spy from China or some shit. Or a communist too. you just don't even fucking know no more, man. You know, who the fuck can you trust, man? You know? But other than that, you know what? If you can't answer that question, then I think we're done today. Thank you, sir. You have a good evening.
Sir, I just have to do a couple of questions more if you can help me out with that. I'm not going to take a lot of time, trust me.